Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A major milestone in India's defense capabilities has just been achieved with the commissioning of its third nuclear-powered ballistic missile submarine, a development that significantly enhances the country's nuclear deterrence and strategic position on the global stage. First, let's understand the significance of this event. The commissioning of INS Aridhman, as it's called, was confirmed by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, albeit in a cryptic manner, underscoring the sensitive nature of such developments. It's not words but power, Aridhman. This submarine is the third in India's Arihant class and is notable for its enhanced capacity, with 8 vertical launch tubes, double that of its predecessor, INS Arihant. This increased capacity allows it to carry more submarine-launched ballistic missiles, thereby dramatically increasing India's sea-based nuclear deterrence payload. What makes this significant is the impact on India's overall nuclear deterrence capability. With 3 such submarines now operational, India can, for the first time, maintain continuous at-sea deterrence, or CAST. This means that at least one submarine will always be on patrol with nuclear-armed missiles, making a disarming first strike impossible for any potential adversary. This is a critical component of India's nuclear doctrine, which is based on a no-first-use policy backed by a credible minimum deterrent. Now, let us turn to the strategic significance of this development. The completion of the nuclear triad, which includes land, air, and sea components, is a landmark achievement for India. The sea leg, comprised of nuclear-powered ballistic missile submarines like INS Aridhman, is particularly important because these submarines are virtually undetectable when submerged, making them the most survivable part of the triad. This assured second strike capability is crucial, as it means that even if India's land-based nuclear infrastructure is destroyed in a surprise attack, the submarine at sea can still retaliate, thereby deterring any potential aggressor. But why does this matter? It matters because India is now part of an exclusive club of nations that operate such submarines. Only 6 countries have this capability: the USA, Russia, the UK, France, China, and India. What's more, India is the only non-P5 nation with such submarines and the only one that has built them entirely indigenously, without foreign technology transfer for the hull design and reactor. This is a testament to India's growing self-reliance in defense technology. Building on this, it's worth noting that the Advanced Technology Vessel, or ATV, program, under which these submarines are developed, is one of India's most classified defense initiatives. The program began in the 1970s under Prime Minister Indira Gandhi and has seen its share of challenges, including sanctions and technological hurdles. However, with the launch of INS Arihant in 2009 and its commissioning in 2016, India has made significant strides. The ATV project is managed by the Department of Atomic Energy, in coordination with the Defense Research and Development Organization, or DRDO, and the Navy. Crucially, the 83 megawatts reactor that powers these submarines was designed by the Bhabha Atomic Research Center, or BARC. This is a landmark achievement, as nuclear propulsion for submarines requires miniaturized, highly reliable reactor technology that few countries have mastered. The reactor's design is a significant milestone in India's nuclear program, showcasing the country's capabilities in developing complex nuclear technologies. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For GS Paper 3, which covers internal security and defense, understanding India's nuclear doctrine, the concept of a nuclear triad, and the significance of second strike capability is essential. Additionally, the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative in defense, exemplified by the ATV program, is a critical area of study. The roles of the DRDO, BARC, and other organizations in strategic programs are also important to note. Remember this number, 8, the number of vertical launch tubes on INS Aridhman, significantly increasing India's nuclear deterrence capability. Note this carefully, the successful development and commissioning of these submarines is a result of decades-long efforts under the ATV program, highlighting India's commitment to indigenous defense production. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE-20 engine is not relevant here, but what is relevant is that India's first SSBN, or ship-submersible ballistic nuclear submarine, was INS Arihant, commissioned in 2016. India's third SSBN is INS Aridhman, commissioned in April 2026. SSBN stands for Ship-Submersible Ballistic Nuclear. The ATV project is overseen by the Department of Atomic Energy and the DRDO. The building location of these submarines is the Shipbuilding Center, or SBC, in Visakhapatnam. The INS Aridhman means Destroyer of Enemies in Sanskrit, following the naming tradition of India's submarines, such as Arihant, which also means Destroyer of Enemies. India's SSBNs carry the K-15 Sagrika missile, which has a range of approximately 750 kilometers, and are being upgraded to the longer-range K-4 missile, with a range of about 3,500 kilometers. The K-4 missile, once fully deployed on Aridhman's 8 launch tubes, would give India a credible deterrent against targets deep inside any adversary's territory. Nuclear submarines in India are operated under the Strategic Forces Command, or SFC, which reports directly to the Nuclear Command Authority, or NCA, chaired by the Prime Minister. India's no-first-use policy means nuclear weapons are only for retaliation, and SSBNs give this retaliation capability a survivable platform that makes the policy credible. With that background in place, let us look at the broader implications. The commissioning of INS Aridhman marks a significant milestone in India's defense modernization and its quest for a credible nuclear deterrence. As India continues to strengthen its strategic capabilities, it underscores the importance of indigenous development and self-reliance in the defense sector, aligning with the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat.